Well, we have naturally, over the course of the last year or so in the preparation of this CD, thought very deeply about what it is that really makes this music what it is, what makes it so easily identifiable. And some of the basic characteristics of the Russian nation are so inside this music that they become inextricable. And one of them is the ever-present melancholy in the music, which comes in the middle of even the most joyous parts. For that, I would like to read you a short line of Dostoevsky. "There is an indispensable measure of suffering even in the happiness of the Russian people, for without it, its happiness is incomplete." Now, one has to ponder that for a moment to realize the significance of it, but I think in the piece that we're going to play, you can hear how the juxtaposition of major and minor harmonies so close to one another gives an ever-present sort of cloud over the horizon, which is so completely typical of the Russian music.
For instance, we're going to play the Rachmaninoff Sonata third movement, and the whole movement is started with a really, the whole movement actually is on E-flat major, which is this. But it started out with a minor chord. And the surfacing of the sadness sort of really build a specific color that the Russian music usually have is the wailing, and the sorrow is the hidden discontent from the people.
You've given me a little line to read from the Prophet, so I'll read your line that you've provided me, and then we'll hear the third movement of the Rachmaninoff Sonata for piano and cello in G minor. Here are your lines. "Then a woman said, 'Speak to us of joy and sorrow.' And he answered, 'When you are joyous, look deep into your heart, and you shall find that it is only that which has given you sorrow that is giving you joy. When you are sorrowful, look again in your heart, and you shall see that in truth you are weeping for that which has been your delight.'"
Thank you.
What remarkably beautiful music. Heard for the first time in Moscow, December 2nd, 1901. This was the Andante, the third movement of the Rachmaninoff Sonata for Cello and Piano in G Minor, played by David Finkel and Wu Han. We were talking about major and minor and sadness and joy side by side. And it's funny, one of my composers who's absolutely central to me is Franz Schubert, who's a great master of it, precisely that. It's different when the Austrians go from major to minor. They're... It's like a cloud passes in front of the sun. With the Russians, it's almost like the sun goes away.